Hey, it's Jessica.
I like how you snapped us in. Hi, it's Jen.
I'm trying to psych my, like, I need like an energy boost. I've been flagging lately.
Cool. I need a little energy boost because my power has been out all day.
That's right. Jen has been like live from Starbucks.
If I don't know what the universe is saying, but like my first week as like a freelancer working on all these things, I was like, oh, I'll work from home. 7:30 in the morning, banging on the door. And there were firefighters there. I opened the door and you smelled like electric.
Ooh. Sexy.
There was no fire alarm, but there was an electrical fire under our building. So then I'm like, cool. I'm a freelancer, first day at home, and like, no power.
Were they holding like an axe? Did they have all their shit?
Oh my God, yeah. I have such a soft spot for firefighters in uniform.
Me too.
With the axe and the belt.
I know. It's like, I can't believe you've elected to do this. You like, hero.
Yeah.
Or Shiro.
It was three guys. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Eric, I got this. I'll talk to them. Anyway, literally as I was leaving to come here at 4:30, the power goes back on. So.
Wonderful.
I'm powering you up in spirit.
Okay. I'm glad you got your power back. Okay.
What do you want to talk about
today? So we're going to hit you with the beauty news of the week. Then we're going to talk about lymphatic drainage. I had a lymphatic drainage massage, put it on our Instagram, and the questions were coming. And then we are so jazzed up about our episode last week with Anastasia that I'm on like a brow kick.
Yes.
So I have some brow tips from Chanel's brow artist. That's right, Chanel's brow artist. And then
our interview. We are so excited. We're doing a little bit of a crossover podcast with one of our favorites, Forever 35, Kate and Dory. I got a chance to meet these girls in person when
we were
out. Oh, other news. We did not win the iHeartRadio podcast award, but we lost to Kate and Dory, so it's worth it. And this is so funny because we recorded this like right before the award. Like, we didn't know this was not kismet, but here we are, both up for this award. We record this crossover podcast. We lost to them, but this is how we're not sore losers. We are, what is the opposite of that? Thoughtful losers? That's what I'm trying to say.
Take it on the chin.
Whatever it is, we are interviewing them in
Graceful.
Graceful.
Did you hear my throat make that weird fart noise? Is that why you're laughing? My throat makes these noises.
I think it's the baby coming out. She's like, I'm here.
Well, the doctor did tell me the baby has a lot of hair. And that's why
How do they know?
Oh, because you can see it on the ultrasound.
But can they tell if it's red?
They can't. My mother thinks it's going to be red.
Oh, my God.
Do you think she's going
to
be red?
Why is this not a whole topic for us to talk about right now? The baby's big head.
The baby has like mad hair.
And it's causing you to burp.
It's like a troll doll. Like basically it's a troll doll.
Wait, I was too as a baby. So anyway, maybe, oh, we can make it go viral. Make a meme out of your baby when it comes out. Like a cute little hairy baby. Kate and Dory are going to listen to this episode and be like, what the hell are they talking about?
I'm going to put a jewel in her stomach, like a troll doll.
Oh my God.
And then like whack her hair up.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Kate, Dory, we're much more organized usually. Yes. Your interview's amazing. We're going to get into it. Guys, stay with us.
All right, we're going to hit you with the beauty news of the week. I'm going to start with what I think was the most major. Kat Von D is leaving her brand in the hands of Kendo.
I felt inspired, like she was doing a me, like, let's just downsize. Let's focus on one thing at a time.
She's interested in her music career, I know.
Yeah.
We're going to see more of her in that.
Good for you, Kat. You know? We wish you luck. And I'm glad the brand's not going anywhere because they make great products.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's evolving. I love it. Okay. So Bumble and Bumble has new brand ambassadors. And I don't believe that I've ever seen a brand ambassador for Bumble. I can't confirm that, but I don't think I have.
I would agree.
And they are the Women's World Cup champions, Ashlyn Harris and Allie Krieger of the Orlando Pride.
And
I think they're married.
I was just going to say they're a couple. They're married, too.
Okay.
So maybe this is a, like, Bumble's for, like, she said. And, like, they're gorgeous women with great hair. And,
yes.
Like, I just, like, I never thought of Bumble's having spokespeople before.
No, it's just been, like, backstage fashion.
I kind of love that they're athletes, though.
It's very
cool. Super cool.
Very cool. Okay, Chloe 70, you know, like the eternal it girl, she's launched a perfume with Régime des Fleurs called Chloe 70 Little Flower. It's going to set you back $205, available at Lucky Scent. And Last but not least, on February 4th, the FDA is going to be holding a public meeting on the methods. I feel so like newscastery.
Keep going.
For testing asbestos levels in talc, but specifically talc used in cosmetic products.
Correct, because there's no standardized testing for cosmetic products because talc is usually in building materials.
But because talc is like suspect, now they're like getting involved.
Asbestos is in the mines and they want to do that hearing. And remember how I listened to the last time they had a public hearing for 4 hours straight?
Oh, that's right.
You guys, I'll do it again for you. Just for you, I will do it.
Taking it for the team.
And that was your beauty headlines.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Jess, part of our jobs for the Fat Mascara is to try all the new treatments.
Mm-hmm.
You recently got a lymphatic drainage facial, right?
Well, I got a prenatal facial.
Oh.
But she, her lovely, lovely esthetician, her name is Iara, and we're going to put her information on the website.
Yeah, and where does she work?
She works at the Renew Anti-Aging Center. It's on the Upper East Side in New York. I actually met her last August at Barney's. She did a facial for me with another brand. And as Barney's has closed, she now works out of Renew. And I'm telling you, it was like worth the trip up
to the
Upper East.
Okay, so a prenatal massage.
It was a prenatal facial. But she said she's very, you know, like all of these, you know, estheticians who are like very, you know, used to working with like their private clients and stuff, not like, you know, places that aren't like an in and out place. She's like, I'm going to customize this for you. And she said, I want to get some lymphatic drainage going. So I was like, what does that mean? Because I always hear lymphatic drainage.
I know you always hear that. But like, isn't just any facial sort of moving the lymph fluid around? What was it like?
First of all, it was really relaxing. But I said to her, I said the same thing. I said, what is the difference between like lymphatic drainage facial? And I'm going to use these two terms like interchangeably. So lymphatic massage treatment. I said, they all massage me. If I go to any little place, they massage
rubbing
me. Mm-hmm. She said, they're mostly done with enfleurage, which is that little like, like the finger tapping. And it's mostly about
Sound effect.
And there's nothing wrong with that either. But the lymphatic drainage massages and facials are really about getting fluid and quote unquote toxins out of the body. It's also about contouring. Now she's Brazilian.
Tell me what do her fingers feel like? Are they harder than
So they're really hard. They're really high pressure and I love it. And that's why I went back to her because I kept in touch with her since that facial at Barney's because her hands were like magic. But I have to say, if you live in New York and you really want to treat yourself, definitely check her out and you like some firm pressure.
Oh, but like, what if you have like a sinus situation? I feel like don't push hard on my air.
areas, you know?
Well, I think you have to just kind of have that communication going with yeah. with your person. But I actually asked her, because there's when I think of lymphatic drainage, something that someone said to me a while ago stuck out in my mind, which is like, you know, you can't get it if like you've had cancer or like you've been sick or, you know, because it's like you don't want these things going to your lymph nodes. And I really appreciated what she had to say. She said, if you have any kind of issue like this, you should definitely tell your doctor before you get something like this. And I've researched this, and some people say this is hocus pocus, like, you know, you can totally get it. And some people say absolutely not. So on this podcast, like me, Jessica Matlin, I'm with Yara. Definitely check in with your doctor.
So if you had like, say, an infection that was like maybe in your leg or whatever, you don't want to move that lymph fluid up and into another area of your body.
That's the theory.
You don't want to spread it around.
Yes.
Okay.
Another thing about what makes it different is it's really lymphatic is about getting rid of water retention. You want to feel lighter. And also it really does help with cellulite, but you have to have it done a lot.
Okay. And when she's doing it to your face, what is she doing a certain motion again
she
and again?
She is doing a motion. And I was thinking about how can I explain this to you guys?
But I'm ready. What did you come up with?
No, she gave me a YouTube video that she said is amazing.
Well, we're a podcast, so I need it with words.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is not going to be super helpful, but using a body brush, she says actually in the shower, going
we're talking about full body again.
For full body, yeah, I feel like from the ankles upward.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the face, it's like moving everything outward, like with your thumbs, with firm pressure.
So if you were on the inner corners ears. Of your eyes, you want to go to the outer corners, never the other way.
Right.
And then like for the jawline, like up the jawline.
But she also was like pumping the lymph of the face and the neck, which is like, I just don't feel like skilled enough to do that by myself.
Pumping the lymph?
Like using her hands to pump around
Jess
your lymph
is pressing
nodes.
Against her jawline.
And then around my eyes, she was, well, this was great. She was pushing my eyebrow in and like giving it
just
an eye massage
under the eyebrow bone, yes. Like in the orbital,
and that helps reduce swelling in the eye as well as the rest of the face. So it's really just about getting that like nasty puffy fluid out. I really think that you also need to like have a great like serum or something with some slip for you to actually enjoy doing this, because otherwise it could just be
annoying.
You're doing it to yourself. And then after she does a body treatment, I like this, she uses a body cream with the caffeine or coenzyme A, because that actually those are helping to firm and like reduce a little bit of the water. So like you get the full benefit.
So you had your face done, then your body
I didn't have
done.
My body done. I just okay, had like my like shoulders up.
Okay.
But I was just so intrigued because lymphatic, it's a very specific skill set. And just because you're getting massaged doesn't mean they say like, oh, drink water after to flush it out. Lymphatic is a very specific protocol. And again, I'm going to put the video up on so you can follow along.
Yeah.
I
think sometimes
cool.
I've gotten facials and they didn't tell me it was lymphatic drainage,
right.
But they use those techniques that you just described. So you can always ask your esthetician too, like, what was that you were doing?
Yes. And I asked her, I said, well, how can we make sure that our, like, we're getting a real lymphatic massage, not like
right.
a counterfeit one or like, you know, like a fake one where they say, oh, lymphatic, right? She said, make sure the therapist attended Dr. Vodder training, V-O-D-D-E-R, and understand his techniques.
Oh, he's the lymph man.
He's like the godfather of lymphatic. And she recommends doing, if you are going to do these lymphatic movements on your face or body, 3 times a week.
Okay.
So you have to keep up with it.
We'll put some links on fatmascara.com
yeah.
to both that guy and the video so you could try it on yourself, but maybe seek it out at your local spa.
Yeah, and get specific. Get specific. Jen, I've been very brow obsessed since our Anastasia episode.
I just kept checking my golden ratios. P.S. on the interview, we're like, oh, she'll talk to us about her brows later. She wasn't unhappy with either of us. She had, like, some tweaks. Though,
no, I was
right?
scared. Once we, like, brought that up, I couldn't focus for the rest of the interview. I was just like...
the whole time I was like, she's just the chicest woman. And she was just kept looking at me. And I was just
she
like,
was
oh,
so chic.
I know.
Somebody said that she was giving them Lisa Vanderpump vibes. Do you know
Fine.
Who that is?
Yeah, I know because you tell me who that is.
like weekly?
Yeah.
Like the beautiful, like, silky blouse, the Chanel necklace smelled incredible.
But now you're on a brow kick, huh?
I'm on a brow kick. I went to go see Ximena Garcia.
Uh-huh.
Her Instagram is at Ximena Brows. She works at the Chanel Atelier downtown in New York. That's right. It was uptown, downtown.
I mean,
everywhere.
You're just getting in the treatments before baby comes.
I really am. I have to tell you.
I mean, they let you out once you have a baby, you know.
I'm terrified.
I see. I knew it's funny. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about, I feel like you're like just packing in as much as you can because I think you're going to be in like hibernation mode in 2 weeks.
Yes. I'm getting my hair done, my color on Saturday. I've got to get gels.
This is another topic. I want to know what your hair removal situation before the pregnancy. We're talking about that next week.
I can't see my vag.
Okay, so. We're going to talk about it next week. Right now, we're talking about hair removal on your face. Back to the brow. Okay. Himina. So, did you get some tips for us?
Yes. So, I just wanted to share these because they were ones I don't hear so much. And I feel like we talk to brow people all the time. First of all, my brows usually grow like Eddie Munster, fast and furious. They haven't really been growing. And she said, it's because you're pregnant that sometimes when you're pregnant or you have some hormonal situation going on, your brow hair can actually like slow down a little bit.
Brow slow down, head speeds up.
Yes.
And you can't see your vag.
Yes. And we will talk. I feel.
So who knows what's going on down there?
I feel like Peter from Family Guy with that huge stomach.
Peter. Petey, your stomach's so huge. Don't I do a good Lois voice?
That was actually really scary.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was really good.
Somebody hire me.
Oh my God. That was really good.
Himena's going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
I know. We're talking about Chanel here. I better class it up
up. Okay. So brows might, the growth might slow while you're pregnant. Good to know. More tips, please.
Then she said that one should exfoliate their brows. She said if you exfoliate your brows, it keeps the hair kind of like fresh, like your brows can actually get kind of dry.
Oh.
And also she said that she's seen people with ingrowns, like ingrown brows. I used to get like a zit underneath my brow.
I had the same on my left brow, the same like ingrown all the time in the same spot. Chemical exfoliant or a manual exfoliant?
She didn't specify. I've been feeling
gentle exfoliant your choosing. Yes.
Then she said that a lot of people use essential oils to regrow their brows. Now, I remember doing beauty diaries for Bazaar with Charlize Theron, and she said that she liked to put castor oil on her brows. She has a caveat for that.
Himina has a caveat
castor oil. Yes. She said use Jamaican castor oil, that will really condition the brow. You know about this?
We're gonna do it. This is inspiring me. We're gonna do a whole castor oil segment. Yes.
Oh, please, because I know nothing about castor oil.
Okay.
But she was into it. I like that she was mentioning things that were not just like use this Chanel this or that Chanel that. I like that she had some natural stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that is, you know, brand agnostic, which I thought was a great tip, and Jen, I know that you will like nod about this, is that sometimes you get like shit in your brows, like moisturizer,
yes,
highlighter, bronzer.
Foundation.
Because you told me once, like I had something in my brow and I was like, oh, that's just a pound of makeup. Sorry.
No, they're really grabby, your brow hairs. I always find things in there when I'm sitting next to you on the subway.
mine are like, they like attract, they must have like negative ions or something attracting them.
Yeah.
So she said what you should do before, I'm not alone in this, she said, after you moisturize and do all your skincare and all that, take a clean spoolie and brush those brows. Like you want to get all of that, the skincare out of your brows.
If you were doing your hair, you wouldn't not brush your hair before you style it.
Exactly.
That's a really
good
point.
And you have to get that stuff out because it becomes, and I can attest to this, a magnet for your highlighters, your setting spray. Like you just want to keep going back to your brows with the clean spoolie. And, you know, fluffing them up, it's going to make a huge difference. So that one really like hit home for me. Oh, some other oils that she loves. Sorry, I'm going a little out of order. Vitamin E, argan oil, and sweet almond oil, all cheapy. And she said that these are recipes from antiquity. I loved her because she was very like talking about the history of brows.
Nice.
We have to have her on. And she called it juicing your brows. She goes, you want to juice your brows with those delicious oils. And last but not least, I asked her like, what kind of brow product do I need? I must need something. She really recommended for like every single person just the clear Chanel brow gel. It's called Le Source Gel Seal by Chanel. It's about like $31
or so.
That's
the clear brow gel.
It's the clear brow gel. I've been using it since I saw her. I definitely noticed a difference. It's not that like tacky and sticky. And it's great. And guys, I feel like I've been rambling at you. I'm just really excited.
I know. And just also, if you can see Jess, she's literally going to have a baby like any minute. So excuse anything, but there's nothing to excuse. You're a treasure. You gave us brow tips right before that. You gave us lymph tips.
I told you guys where to go.
And you gave us beauty news headlines. Jess, thank you so much. Let's do the interview now.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
We are so excited to interview the hosts of Forever 35, Kate Spencer and Dori Shafrir. So the premise of Forever 35, if you don't know already, is that they're two friends who really, really like to talk about serums. Now, they admit they're not experts, but rather self-care enthusiasts. We'll talk more about that. And through their podcast, they cover everything from the powers of restorative yoga, which really thrills me, to maintaining long-distance relationships, to reckoning with diet culture, to postpartum depression. Like, they really cover it all. They cover money, divorce, sex, the whole thing. They recently won an iHeartRadio Award for Best Beauty and Fashion Podcast, so big mazels on that. We love these ladies, and we think that there is a very good chance that you're going to, too. I want to talk about, just the premise of your show, because when I first heard about the show, I was like, wait, is it a beauty podcast, or what's going on? And I saw, either I read it, or you said it, two friends who love to talk about serums.
Yes.
That is the truth.
So yeah, how did you decide to take this conversation to the airwaves?
I texted Dori and said, do you want to start a podcast about skincare? But that was kind of a generalized question because I think we both knew. I mean, we also say that we are not experts.
Yeah.
So we knew we wouldn't be coming. We would be coming to the conversation as enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. And I think we kind of wanted to discuss the things that we chat about over text message or when we're together in real life. In addition to all the many things going on in the world and in our lives, often it's like, what do you do for swollen under eye areas? And your friends always have the best answers. And we have found that that kind of intimate conversation and sharing of knowledge has really extended under this giant umbrella of what we consider quote unquote self-care stuff, which is really about, you know, how we, what the little things we do that add up and the big things we do to really help ourselves function.
We had listened to your podcast and loved your podcast, but you know, you're beauty editors and you have so much knowledge that we don't have and so much expertise that we don't have. And we were like, what if it was just two regular ladies talking about this stuff? So kind of the premise has been like, we're learning along with our listeners.
Mm-hmm. We love that. And what's with the number 35? Like, I'm guessing it's an age. I know you've talked about it on the show, but just for people who don't know.
It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, I think, because we're both technically middle age.
And is 35 middle age? Is 40 middle age?
Well, we're both 40. Like, we're both over 40.
Yeah.
I think it is middle age, but wow. Okay.
Right. Yeah. You don't feel it, right?
No.
You don't feel that label, but that is kind of how we are now categorized. And I think, you know, a lot of the content that we were finding about beauty stuff was being created by people much younger than us. Mm-hmm. And so there was kind of this desire for a place for women around a certain age to congregate and converse and talk about things that affect their lives. So it's definitely tongue in cheek.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't want to be forever 35. Yeah. But also 35 has loomed large in the popular imagination for so long as like this age after which women are like washed up, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this was this big theme in Sex and the City. And, you know, you're considered a geriatric pregnancy after 35. And just mm-hmm. like all these associations with the age of 35, which are so ridiculous that we kind of wanted to make light of that.
One of the things I love about your podcast is that you talk about, you know, like, as you said, everything. Like, what are some of those topics that have really resonated with your listeners?
Like, even surprisingly so.
Yeah.
Well, as we like to say, butt care is self-care. And, you know, we've talked about bidets and hemorrhoids and all the, you know, if you don't take care of your butt, you're like really uncomfortable.
And flushable wipes are an ongoing conversation on our podcast. I have such guilt about using them. I'm sorry.
But aren't you more comfortable?
I am. I just want every place in America to have one of those Japanese toilets and then we could be done with the hot wipes.
Toto.
Yes.
The Toto.
Totally.
So yes. Tush care is a hot topic with Forever 35.
Tush care was a surprisingly hot topic.
Well, I think I talked a lot about having hemorrhoids and how I just kind of like accepted them as part of my life for 2 years and then realized I didn't have to. And that seemed to really resonate. And I think that kind of speaks to a larger theme, which is that oftentimes we put ourselves second. We don't put our needs first. We just assume discomfort or painful things are just like part of life now.
My ass is
going to
be on fire and just let's deal with it.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be.
Right.
And that I think is the transformative thing to come out of that conversation, even though like, yes, also I love Preparation H wipes. And that was a big recommendation and a hot and bidets. Dory became a very big bidet advocate.
Yeah.
Since you guys are so comfortable talking about like down there and all that, I was telling to Jen as I was walking over, I was like, I hope that this is pregnancy, but like my whole like badge area is like sweating. Like I'm like, I'm not a sweater and I'm like sweating.
Oh,
is that normal?
And does it stink?
No, it does not stink, Dory.
Because I felt like mine stank when I was pregnant.
No,
I felt like I had like
hot.
I felt like it was like sweaty and stinky. And I was like, this is disgusting. And if this is the rest of my life, like I
don't want to live.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
but it was turned out it was over after pregnancy. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, I just had to squeeze it in as I have two experts here. You say you're not an expert. I don't believe it. Okay. So also, I love your Facebook subgroups. I'm actually in a couple. So we have like a Facebook fan group, but we have one. You guys have like, it seems like 40 million. There's one for money, which I love. There's one for love, sex, relationships. There's even one for sobriety, which I discovered the other day. What are some of like the biggest or a big revelation that you learn from these Facebook groups?
I think on a larger sense, it is people are longing for spaces to be vulnerable and feel seen and feel supported and held. But I have been truly blown away at how cordial and supportive and open our Facebook groups tend to be. And I kind of take a step back on Facebook. We have an amazing group of moderators who volunteer their time to manage the main Facebook group and then all the subgroups. And I know, like, for example, I'm in the Forever 35 book subgroup and I just like participate. I don't know who moderates it. I'm just there as like an active reader who wants to talk about romance books. And it's really great to interact with our listeners on that in that way as well. It's really cool.
I've found the Forever 35 parents group to be amazing and super helpful. And there's like no mom shaming. People are totally on the same page and it's awesome. I also love the money group.
You brought up this idea of vulnerability, which is something Jess and I talk about a lot. And lately, I can't tell if this is an age thing, like we're all at that age, or a cultural shift. You feel like you have so many parts of your life right now, being a parent, being a sister, mother, friend, employee, boss. And I personally feel like I can't do all of them 100% and well. Do you guys ever get that frustration? And how do you deal with like the fact that you can't give everybody everything?
It's about setting your own personal boundaries and really prioritizing and figuring out what is important to you and how much you can give of yourself to other people.
I can also say, I think because we're both very empathetic and understanding of our own lives and we communicate, we can kind of support each other when somebody needs to take a step back or, you know, needs a mental break or is having a tough day or whatever, yeah. might need, you know, to focus on another work engagement or focus yeah, on spending I mean, time really with friends or family.
You can really tell that your friendship is real and that it's very much like the heart of the podcast. Do you have any tips for I have a friend too, but how do you make time for friendship? How do you prioritize and maintain these friendships as you get older? I'm thinking about forever 35. 35 is when like a lot of friendships, either they survive or they, you know, just kind of go by the wayside.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing theme on our show. This is something that our listeners are really interested in talking about, whether it's how to make new friends as an adult, how to keep friends as an adult, how to get rid of toxic friends.
Oh, yeah.
Friend breakups are a big thing.
The changing dynamics.
The changing dynamics, especially when people
have kids. That's the big thing, I think, the dynamic. It's not, oh, I don't like this person anymore. It's just like your life is in a different space.
Yeah, like your head is just somewhere else.
And the same time, too, from the perspective of people who don't have kids, choose not to have kids, how it is for them to kind of be left out when mm-hmm. their community of friends all have children and they might be the only one who chooses not to or is not able to or, you know, whatever, completely. However that occurs. So that is a really integral part of a person's adult life that I think we don't talk about. And also making friends, like we just do it as kids and we don't ever actually really discuss how to go about doing it as an adult. And it is.
Oh, it's horrible.
A skill. It's so hard and so awkward, terrifying. It's all those things.
So maybe is there a friendship subgroup on Facebook?
That's a great question. I don't know if there is.
We'll moderate.
Yeah, I feel like.
Thank you.
Forever 35 and moderate.
Great.
Okay.
Done.
This one is a very, there is a new book by Ada Calhoun called Why We Can't Sleep. I haven't read it, but I read an article, you know, about it and I have a feeling.
You're an expert.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure everyone here is really impressed by the research I've done. I haven't read this book, but I heard about it. But she talks about women across America who are, you know, middle age. She talks about them with this desire to have it all, quote unquote. But actually, it's like impossible. We're exhausted. We can't sleep or we're underemployed. We don't have enough money to like do the things that kind of mark adulthood. And then, you know, instead of their issues being heard, we're told to lean in, take me time, make a chore chart. I love that, to get their lives in order. I'm curious if you have any, your podcast to me kind of aligns. I see it in the same kind of like pool as this book.
Continuing on the theme of talking about things that we haven't read, I did see a headline the other day. Didn't read the article, but I saw a headline the other day that was something about how like stepping back is the new leaning in.
I saw that same article.
It was a matter of time.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
But I loved the headline.
But I think that, and it was in reference to Harry and Meghan.
Oh.
But I feel like that has been so applicable in my life. I mean, I think there's a lot of power in deciding to step back and our society doesn't reward that typically. Like I kind of reconciled myself with the idea that I was not going to have it all a while ago.
Mm.
But I also think the systems in which we're operating they're set up for us to fail, right? Like they're
totally.
Not set up.
Completely.
And I'm speaking specifically about women identified people, like they aren't set up for us to be supported and have success. And so it feels like just walking into a wall over and over again and then being told like, just lean in. You know,
as though we have the power to do that individually when it's the whole system that needs to change.
Yeah. So I think that is something that has come up a bunch on our show as well.
I feel it a lot on your show. And even if you're not saying it directly, I think it is about, you know, you talk about self-care, but the self-care is a reaction to all of to the problem that you're talking about, Kate.
What is self-care to you guys these days, besides maybe leaning out and using our boundaries wisely?
In my individual life?
Yeah, like how do you unwind?
It's like stuff that makes me feel good. And sometimes that is like sitting down with my husband and like going over the nitty gritty of our finances and making sure we can.
Yes.
You know, oh my God, everything you're just like me.
Like, and that is not like pleasurable, but there is a sense of like relief. Like
yes.
That is a part of self-care, making sure your finances are as organized as they can be.
This is why we love you.
Oh my God. I can't believe there's another person who's like, I just want to go through the spreadsheet with you.
Like, well, part of it is that my husband's self-care is making sure our finances are squared away. Mm-hmm. Finances give me anxiety, but I participate because I know he needs that to function. And also I am a better person if I'm on top of it as well.
And now you feel good on the other end when you have it in order. And Dory, what about you? What does a Dory downtime look like?
I think I historically had trouble with downtime. Like I had bought into this whole idea, the productivity myth that, you know, if I wasn't being quote unquote productive all the time, then I was like a bad person. And so coming to terms with the idea that like that is not true and we all need to take a step back. So a very specific example that I've recently gotten really into is doing puzzles.
Yes. That's really
rock
cute.
Star.
I'm middle-aged.
Will you frame them?
I've not framed
don't
any of them.
Don't get the glue. Just don't get the yet. Glue. Like everybody's uncle yeah. in the basement has like.
I know, exactly. But I did just recently do a 1,000-piece Golden Girls puzzle. That was amazing.
Great gift idea. I'm stealing that.
Yeah. So now my husband just keeps buying me puzzles and I'm like, slow down. But he has said, I've never seen you this like engrossed in something that isn't your phone, which is so sad. Like ever. And I'm like, that is kind of true. So just having something that just totally takes me out of my head to me feels like self-care. And historically, I'd only really been able to get that in like a yoga class or something where I had to leave the house, but I can't leave the house as much anymore because my husband works late and I'm home with a baby. So I'm like, right. what do I do?
I was just going to say, you know, circling back to serums, which is kind of how we started the podcast, and also just thinking about your podcast, you know, I think beauty and skincare are a crucial part of some, not everybody's, but some people's self-care. And there is often a lot of pushback about like how it is part of, you know, like the patriarchal system and beauty culture. And I think I am really interested in those critiques and that and those thoughts. And I talk about it a lot with my own struggles with body image and things like that. But also like there is something for me about the feeling of like water and my skin getting like just caring for something, slowing down or like playing with color, like seeing what it feels like to put on like a dewy spray or an eyeshadow. Like I think there are a lot of things about beauty that really are just about ourselves and separating that from the kind of negative aspects of beauty culture. I think I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think it's valuable, right? Like, because I think there is a definitely a critique and a conversation that needs to be held around beauty culture. But also, I think we can say, yeah, like sometimes I am just buying this serum for myself because it feels good and it smells good and I like it. And that's that.
So talking about serums, we have to ask you, what beauty products are you guys each obsessed with right now?
I love misting my face. I just like all I want to do all day is mist. I bring mists with me on planes. I like the Caudalie Beauty Elixir for a plane. I like the Avène water spray. There is a natural beauty product or beauty line called iSun that has something called an Ormus spray that is made from like, you know, water from a Rocky Mountain stream and a crystal and jasmine and but it smells lovely. Like I love the experience of hydrating my face with a misty water spray.
The beauty editor to me has to step in here and say, are we putting on an occlusive or an emollient after the mist? Or are you just misting?
This is a great question.
Because you can't
When I am doing my skincare routine, I like to have a wet face and then put either my oil or my serum on.
Okay.
But then I mist all day long in addition to that.
Well, if you're just misting and then not adding in the moisture, it could actually dehydrate you more, especially if you're like on a plane. Just putting it out there.
Oh my God. Okay. So you're saying
Mind blown.
Okay.
But your mists might
have
this
is why we need to talk to experts.
Experts, I know. Yeah. No, I just spray myself
all
day
long.
Your
mist might have like the caudalie has some glycerin in it. Some of them do have like emollients. And so as long as it's not straight up water,
or like
which
rose
it didn't
water,
sound like, you got the good stuff there. So
rose water you would say would be drying.
I think just like the plain ones that are like, you know, just random. Like, I think the more high quality, like what Jen was saying, like the higher quality ones
has moisturizers.
Has a moisturizer paired with it. Now, I understand you're also a Vaseline addict, but you were trying to find another sub.
Did you try the Waxaline yet?
No. You know what? I haven't. So a listener suggested a couple Vaseline alternatives, but like, I love Vaseline. I feel like so attached to Vaseline that I don't know how to sever
that tie.
It's fine.
I don't think
for
you need
health
to, like,
reasons
move on.
Your skin loves it. It's a neutral. It's like hypoallergenic. It's everything. For environmental reasons, if you really want to move on from petrol byproducts, that I understand. But for you personally,
yes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm doing worse things than the Vaseline.
I am really into a lot of Biossance products these days. I love
their squalene.
Yes, I love their Omega Repair Cream. I love their probiotic gel moisturizer in the morning. I love their squalene. Love that oil, the straight up oil that they make. They have a vegan lip balm that's amazing. I'm just like really into their stuff right now.
Cool. So we're going to wrap it up soon, but we just have to finish with the Fat Mascara questionnaire. It's a lightning round of just like quickie things. So just don't overthink it, okay?
It's only five questions.
Yeah, it's only five questions. All right. First beauty product that you fell in love with?
Debbie Gibson Electric Youth Cream.
Nice work, Kate.
I'm going to say Lip Smackers.
Yes, I think many people will be nodding along with you.
Yeah, which flavor though?
Maybe the Dr. Pepper. Yeah, that was a good one.
Did you ever eat them? I nibble on them.
Okay, introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert with introvert tendencies.
Exactly the same.
Favorite ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
Chocolate, Brigham's chocolate. That's a regional Massachusetts New England brand, but it's the best chocolate.
I was about to ask. And then a song that pumps you up?
Anything by Carly Rae Jepsen. Just like gets me going.
Call me maybe.
I mean, it's embarrassing, but the first song that came into my mind was a song by Phish, which is my favorite. Phish is my favorite band. It's a song called Antelope. It's a really exciting song.
Do you like follow Phish?
Oh, yes, I do. I've seen 100 Phish shows.
Holy cow. Okay. And then finally, you know, we at the end of every episode, we raise a wand to a product that we just absolutely love. But, you know, I want to ask you what you want to raise a wand to, but it could be anything. It could be a TV show, a book, a person, anything. What are you obsessed with right now?
I'm going to raise a wand to Encore on Disney Plus, which I'm obsessed with. People reunite and do their high school musicals again.
Oh my God.
So this is a show. This is a TV show on Disney
Plus. It's a show. It's called Encore. It's on Disney Plus. They get the casts of high school musicals back together. And they rehearse for 5 days. And then they put the show on again.
Kate, what's your raise a wand?
Dan Levy, creator of Schitt's Creek, my favorite show. I think he's also the most attractive person to walk the earth.
Ooh.
He seems like a very kind person. He's created something really special. I think he's really funny.
Raise a wand to that and raise a wand to you guys. Thank you so much for putting up with us and letting us question you.
Oh, no. This is such a thrill. I love your show so much. We're so glad to do it.
Thank you.
It's time to raise a wand. And once again, we're having a Sparked at Ulta Beauty sponsored raise a wand because we love their products. They have so many brands. And we got to go shopping. What did you shop for? Or what did you buy? Or what are you raising a wand to?
I am raising a wand. Raising a wand. It sounds so funny. Raising a wand.
Wow, your brain is hilarious today.
I'm raising a wand to the Sarah Happ lip scrub. Now, I'd like never heard of lip scrubs until Sarah Happ came on the scene years ago. And I have to tell you, if you wear lipstick like I wear lipstick, I like a creamy lipstick, but sometimes, you know, I also like pigment. It can dry your lips. So the lip scrub hydrates. It has delicious oils.
But what's your favorite flavor?
Red velvet.
Ooh, this feels on brand for kind of ice creamy, right? Like cakey and delicious.
I love pastries, man. I love them.
So it's like a snack and a beauty treatment in one.
Exactly. Oh. And it's just it's a good prep, and it's also good recovery if you've been wearing lipstick all day.
Okay, well, I went and got myself a new black cat eye pen from Zoeva. It's called the cat eye pen, actually. Mm. Okay, you know I love a liquid liner. The thing that's really cool about this one is the actual felt tip pen part is much longer than the usual felt tip pen part. Like I don't want to say a half an inch. I don't have the measurements, but like you can.
You don't have the specs.
But I like to lay it against the top lash line.
Yes.
And if it's too short of a felt tip, the barrel of the pen gets in
too
the
thick.
Way.
And it's and too thick.
Yeah. And then you can't do it in that way that like swoops nicely.
It doesn't look elegant with the short stubby one.
If you have trouble with like liquid eyeliner, this is a really good one for beginners because that longer tip like lets you really see what you're doing. I think it's because the barrel moves back and your fingers move back and you can just see the tip moving along the lashes. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense because if it were short and stubby, it's like getting hidden by like your fingers and the lashes and you don't know what's going on. But because it's like long, you can see what's happening and you can keep your hand outside of like the lash line.
Yes. And I don't know if this is the formula or again, that longer tip, but I notice my lids are a little bit, I want to say crepier than they used to be. It's like they're more textured.
No.
The lids are more textured.
No.
So this one does not skip. Like, you know how sometimes you put on liquid eyeliner and you're like, why does it look like Morse code? Like, dot, dot, dash, dash, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one's
like
a nice smooth line. And it's only $12, which I feel like is really good for like a prestige cat eye.
That's very good.
Right? Yeah. And
very
so I've been using it a lot and it's lasting. So I'm really happy about that. And both of those products are available at Ulta Beauty. Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your raise of wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.